Self-proclaimed radical feminists slam Loudoun County School Board over transgender policies. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 22, 2021. In a letter to the Loudoun County School Board on Monday, self-proclaimed radical feminists slammed a policy on single-sex spaces, which they say bolsters the transgender agenda. The feminists affirmed that girls deserve privacy from boys, including boys who claim to identify as girls. "We are the two leading radical feminist activist organizations operating in the United States," began the Women's Human Rights Campaign and Women's Liberation Front in a joint statement addressed to the Loudoun County School Board. "Our understanding is that the board is poised to obliterate single-sex spaces in schools throughout Loudoun County, Virginia," they continued. "If this is correct, we are appalled and disgusted at the direction in which the county is headed." The statement also noted that the Women's Human Rights Campaign challenges the discrimination we experience from the replacement of the category of sex with that of gender identity, and that the Women's Liberation Front fights at the front line of feminism. "Together, we will not tolerate the obliteration of single-sex spaces," the two organizations affirm. The feminists went on to quote 14-year-old Jolene Grover, who attended Loudoun County Public Schools, and called out the school system earlier this month over a transgender locker room policy. "Jolene Grover said it best when she said this to you: everyone knows what a boy is, even you. Your proposed policies are dangerous and rooted in sexism," the feminists wrote. "She is absolutely right, and if you go forward with this policy, you will be on the wrong side of history," they added. "Girls deserve privacy from boys, including boys who claim to identify as girls," the feminist organizations affirmed. "So-called gender identity is a regressive movement to sanctify the destruction of everything that feminists have fought for. Women fought hard for the right to female-only facilities like bathrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms so that girls like Jolene could have privacy," they added. "We stand with Jolene and other girls who are fighting to protect single-sex spaces, and we fight for girls who have been silenced and who are afraid to speak out." The joint statement concluded by urging the Loudoun County School Board to vote down the proposed policy change. The feminist organizations are not the only ones pushing back against Loudoun County Public Schools, as the school system has been facing continuous backlash from teachers, students, and concerned parents rallying to recall school board members pushing critical race theory. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.